You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
On the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks with you on a football Friday. We'll get some College X Hour. Pam Maldonado of Yahoo Sports. We got some more games to roll through. Quickly, though, we got some news to talk about. We just spoke about the Saints and the Vikings game last segment. Well, we get some injury news out of London because obviously time difference. They've practiced already. Jameis Winston out of practice. He is doubtful for Sunday, reports are. Andy Dalton is likely to start this game. Okay. And then we also get Michael Thomas out. Joe, I think we need to revisit. This feels like, I mean, the line's going to move, so we can focus on that and how far we play the Vikings up. But do we have to revisit our survivor selection? We got to go with the Vikings now, don't we?
As you say that, I'm taking a look, and Ben Brown from PFF, who we had on the show the other day, because I tweeted how, like, he was messing with my head, that now he was making me consider the Vikings earlier on in the week. It's like, I tried to tell people on Wednesday, Jameis doubtful, Andy Dalton. So doubtful is as good as out in the NFL. When's the last time you saw someone declared doubtful on Friday and they played on Sunday? It never happened.
Doubtful is the new out, and questionable is the new probable. Like, you're doubtful, you're unlikely to play in the game.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, actually, this year I've noticed a lot of times it's questionable, which I used to think was probable, but then they end up being downgraded on a Saturday, something like that happens. Right. So what movement are we seeing in the line right now? I'm taking a quick look. Okay, we're three across the board. I'm surprised we're not north of three. We're going there, right?
Of course. Yeah, okay. I mean, there's a downgrade at quarterback. I don't know how much of a downgrade it is, but there's a downgrade. They're going to Andy Dalton now. So
you really don't think it's that much? I think it is.
With the way Winston has played this year, with this version of Winston, with ankle and back injuries, I mean, I don't know what I was getting from Winston anyway. But we'll finalize a survivor pick 11:20 Eastern today, along with Joe and Paul's contest picks. But the Vikings are live. They are live for our survivor pick in week number four.
Okay.
All right, let's get to some of these other games. All right, Seahawks-Lions. I've liked the Lions all week. I am waiting for positive injury news. I mean, we know Swift is out. That's for sure. And it's going to now be a matter of Amon-Ra St. Brown did not practice yesterday. Now, DJ Chark is going to be doubtful for this game. So St. Brown thinks he can play through this, but hasn't practiced. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes on the field on Sunday without a week of practice. He's obviously good enough to do that. But we're looking at four right now at BetMGM with the Lions favored in this game. Joe, are you still on the Seahawks?
Yeah, there are some 4.5s out there too. Those are going to go away, it feels like. I understand why this number has come down from 6, where we were at the very early portion of the week. Let's see. Lions are 3-0 against the spread. I wasn't planning this, but I'm finding myself going against the 3-0s and backing the 0-3s ATS numbers on a very challenging week. Look, these are their best players on offense. And the one I'm not sure you mentioned it also. Did you mention DJ Chark?
I did. He's doubtful.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's big. Quietly, Paul Aspen's hero is number 3 in ADOT in the NFL. 18.2 average depth of target. And Swift does everything for them, whether we're talking a run game out of the backfield in the passing game. Most people disagree, but I do think this is a downgrade. When you go down to Jamal Williams, just because he's getting some run in the goal line does not mean he's as good of a back, certainly between the 20s. I think there's a big difference between those two. Amon-Ra St. Brown, best player potentially on the field in this game, and things are not looking good for him. Look, do I like the Seahawks if St. Brown and Swift are on the field? No, I don't. Am I going that way? If they're both off the field, yeah, I am. And Geno Smith has not been as terrible as many of us have expected. There's a little bit of explosion. Now everything's close to the line of scrimmage, okay? So it's on the players. It's on your DK Metcalfs to make some of those big plays. But he's not doing the stupid stuff. He has the lowest bad ball rate in the NFL.
Seattle's defense is bad at pretty much everything and last at pretty much everything. Geno Smith, he has been playing well, but how long is that going to last? And then the Detroit pass rush probably won't cause too many problems. So without Swift and St. Brown, two of the Lions' big playmakers, maybe this is just a lower scoring game.
Oh, it could well be. Yeah, it could be, right, if the offensive playmakers are out. But both these defenses are not good. 48 is the total we're seeing on BetMGM right now. I'm not pushing for the Lions survivor anymore. I've moved off that. There's too much going on here with the
same
stuff.
Let me ask you this. Okay, let's say we get word that St. Brown and Swift are out. Okay, who has the best receiver on the field?
Seahawks.
Do they have the better running backs?
Probably Penny and Walker.
No, you can have bad defenses, but who's scoring? I mean, the number one receiver on the Lions side that is not on the injury report is Josh Reynolds.
I do think the Lions offensive line is really good. I think they control the game and they score points because of that. But the playmakers are not as good. Paul, what are you thinking on this one?
Interesting note. If you look at Pro Football Focus, and granted, small sample size, 3 games. Going off their grades, other than special teams, where the Seahawks have an edge, this is a special team show today. They're the exact same team. They are graded exact same across the board, which you would have never guessed. This is everything.
I would have.
Category pretty much lines up. Well,
I would have guessed it.
You're right. I think it's just there's this perception, and it's backed up by some points and stats that the Lions have this explosive offense. I think without those two key playmakers, that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
I think if you told me, like, the Lions look like, they could be up on the up and up. The Seahawks are one of the worst teams in the league. I wouldn't have guessed that they're going to grade out the same.
They're both 1-2. One team's 3-0 against the spread.
Right.
It's a difference.
I think Seattle may be a little bit better than we're giving them credit for. I mean, DVOA has the Lions at 13, Seattle at 21. Seattle's not 30. They're not 28. They're 21, right? That's respectable. So, and with injuries, the 13 and 21 aren't that different. All right, Seahawks, 4-point favorites, 4-point underdogs. Lions, the favorite in this game. And by the way, quickly, the Lions did not close as the favorite against Washington. So that streak continues. And they'll be the favorite in this game, even if it moves. This is it's 2 years since they've been a favorite, 26 games since they've been a favorite in a game in the NFL. It is remarkable. All right, let's move on to the Titans and the Colts. I don't know what to do with this game. We're at 3.5 in a divisional game. Titans get their first win last week. The Colts, they didn't look good. I mean, they won, but it's not like the Colts were explosive. It wasn't like the Colts did a lot of good things. They won. Their defense did a pretty decent job, made the pick at the end on Mahomes to seal that. But that was a weird game, desperation for them. I lean Colts because I hate this Titans team. I wish the number was 3, though, not 3.5.
Weird nugget, both teams are -8.8 when it comes to the point spread, so they're missing the cover by 8.8 points per game through three games, both teams. Titans are number one in the NFL in the red zone. Is that going to continue with a Derrick Henry that is, it looks like he's falling off a cliff right now? There's no explosion on this offense. What do we like about the Titans? The head coach? Is there anything else to like about this team? At least the Colts have some pieces. And I'll tell you that Colts injury report looked pretty good to me. That's what made me start thinking, maybe we should consider Indianapolis. At first, coming off a big win at home, such a relief. It was against Pat Mahomes. I don't know that it's the perfect spot, but now they're at home again. Divisional matchup, that makes it a little dicey. You don't want to lay more than a field goal there. But Stephon Gilmore, practice in full. Jonathan Taylor was on an injury report on Wednesday. He's fine. They just wanted to give him a day of rest. He practiced in full on Thursday. Shaq Leonard is back. I mean, that is one of the I put him on a short list of impact players on defense. You care when you see that about Shaq Leonard. It's about the Colts' offense. Are they going to be able to do enough? And that's the question. Colts are tough to run on. So I was looking at Derrick Henry unders and how far have we come. His prop numbers are in the 70s now. But is Tannehill going to beat them? Is Tannehill going to beat this Colts passing defense? Because you can beat it. But I'm not concerned about Tannehill. I'm not concerned about any of these receivers. Titans, again, a team, what am I scared of? Why am I worried about laying 3.5 with the Colts at home? I'm probably not. I've talked myself into the Colts.
What do you think, Aaron?
Yeah, I like the Colts too. I mean, obviously the Titans like to run the ball. The Colts allow the least amount of yards per carry in the league to opposing running backs. Derrick Henry hasn't looked the same. Last year in this matchup, Henry only had 3 yards per carry. So, yeah, I like the Colts as well.
I'm mostly with you guys on this one. I think it's a cold spot for them, and they need this. They go Thursday night to Denver next week. Short week on the road in Denver. Like, the Colts, if they're going to fully rebound, they got to get this one too. 43 in the total. All right, let's go to Bears. Bears and
it really
Giants.
Does seem. Note. I'm sorry. It just does seem like the spot where they're like, oh, the Colts got their offense fixed. Matt Ryan just needed a few. I mean, the Titans, 30th in EPA per play on defense, 30th in defensive yards per play. And I know some of that is the Bills game. You have to take that into account. But, yeah, it's just one of these games that we didn't spend a lot of time on this week. And I'm starting to get some clarity later in the week. It should be the Colts.
Pittman, I think, has a big game. Got a lot of target share back last week. I think Pittman could have a big game. All right, Bears and Giants. The number is at 3. All the numbers on the Bears are ugly. I mean, they have 23 pass completions through 3 weeks, fewest by any team in 15 years. I know Paul has been pushing us towards the Giants, you know, home, their defense. But guess what? Daniel Jones in his career, let me bring this up quickly, 8-13 against the spread at home, 13-6 on the road. Do we trust Daniel Jones to the Giants?
Trust anybody in this game? Do you trust anybody in this game to do anything?
Nope.
Are these teams any different? They both stink.
And they're 2-1 each.
No. Isn't this Bears going to be 3-1?
That's
Isn't
ridiculous.
Bears, Texans, except it's the Giants that come out on top by 4 and not 3. I mean, it was much better at 2.5, but I just think it's the same ugly game. Someone wins by a field goal, hopefully more than a field goal.
Which team's group of receivers and tight ends is worse? I don't know. They're probably 31 and 32, whichever order.
What about Wink Martindale loves to blitz. Fields interception.
Yeah, Fields defensive against the blitz touchdown. Might be something ugly.
There is a defensive score in this game. That's what this game has. A defensive score. Maybe that decides it. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, it's BetQL Daily. We got more NFL games to run through: Jaguars, Eagles, Bills, Ravens. The games of the week. Hit those next on the BetQL Network.